Otaku Nation's back, and we've got a couple of animes and a tiny bit of news to talk about. This week we looked at the new Black Butler Circus Book series, and also Free! Free, 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 free. Okay, but let's start with Black Butler. Harriet, you've seen it previously, right?
I have, yes. Though it was quite a while back, so for me, I had to kind of delve deep into my memory and think, oh yeah, I remember this and that. I think I remember reading the Book of Circus in the manga, but because I forgot what happened, it's like, oh, it's just a new refresher thing. So it's basically an adaptation of the manga, like I said, but they've put it as anime now because this was never covered in the original anime. Obviously, you couldn't cover everything because only 26 episodes, you could only cover so much. And even in two seasons, they couldn't cover this. But it's basically about a school that's coming to town, and Cell and Sebastian basically have to investigate why each town that this circus visits, that the children or loads of people go missing. And that's basically the gist. So they Sebastian joins the circus school. That's where I'm up to at the moment. And I think Cell's about to join as well. So they just kind of delve into why the children are disappearing. And it's if you haven't read the manga, these are brand new characters that haven't been put into the anime before. So you have Joker, who's the guy with the skeleton hand. You have Beast, who's the lion tamer. Dagger, who's the knife thrower. I forgot the two children's names. There's Doll, who's the trapeze act, and Snake, who is obviously a snake charmer. And there's a guy who can blow fire as well.
Is his name Fire?
I don't know.
Blaze?
Blaze.
No,
That's.
Blaze. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I have
Honestly,
absolutely
just
no
a guess.
clue. I.
Amazing.
But I watched this first episode. So the first episode is basically like a recap of what usually happens in the Phantom Hive.
Sebastian just being the typical butler,
Yeah,
but not.
one hell of a butler, you know,
Wow.
as he always says.
God.
Funny enough, I do remember reading that episode in the manga, and I was literally crying myself, especially with the butlers, the other people like Mei Rin and all the other people trying, in inverted commas, to help, but obviously not going the way that he wants it, because basically Sebastian is so perfect. You know, everything has to be right. I mean, I wouldn't mind having him as a butler. Heck, you know, I'll sell my soul. I don't care. But oh, it's just so great to see the anime again. Because it's been such it's been a while actually since it's been on. I never really could get into the second season as much as the first, because I thought, well, after the first season, the way it ended, it was like, oh,
I
okay.
watched backwards.
How you watched it backwards?
Yeah, I went second in first.
Ah, oh, fair enough.
I accidentally, I was like, oh, I watched it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Though the second episode, it was made to be serious, though. There was a couple of great scenes in it. One was when Sebastian. Did anyone watch the second episode? Oh, wait.
Nope.
Right.
I read the manga.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, I know it went to the circus in the second episode because from the ending bit, it was like a next episode, blah blah blah.
Exactly.
Hair
It was
and
kind
boobs.
of pretty much that, and a lot of I don't know, nosebleed, I suppose, from the women. I don't know, but there was a great scene where he went up and they said, "Right, you're gonna do this performer thing," and he goes straight to the tiger, and he's like, "Oh, you're so cute, you're so beautiful," and then Cell went, "Of course, it's a cat. A tiger's a cat, because that's what Sebastian loves." That's what I just remember him like squishing the paws. He's like, "It's so squishy." Oh God, that's what I love about him. And then he kind of gets into these awkward situations where he doesn't understand, but he's like, "Well, I don't, I have no filter switch, you know, I am who I am." But what did you think of it?
It was okay. I remember watching the original series and thinking that series was weird. So then watching it again, like I kind of remember some of the bits from the original show. I remember who did they have? They had some like it wasn't Edgar Allan Poe. It was someone like a writer who was super like super cute boy mode of like some his. Well, no,
Bishonen.
it's like historical English people. as like cute boys, and it's super creepy. So I'm expected to see some people later on who are like, I want to see someone. I don't know what time period this is set in, but I want to see like Princess Queen Victoria as like an anime girl. I want to see all this kind of stuff.
She's actually herself.
Yeah, oh, she's actually herself.
She is.
Yeah, but she's really eccentric.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There was a great. Yeah. Yeah. There was a bit in the second episode where she wrote to Cell saying like, "Oh, look, like investigate this. My grandson made me cookies today, and they were very lovely." You know.
It's like I remember in the past episode, the curry episode, where she turns up on a horse with her little blonde Bishoden sidekick.
Yes.
And just starts standing there eating curry. It's like, okay.
Okay.
Fine. As you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was okay. I wasn't really into it when I first watched it, but there are some pretty funny bits in it. Mm. Like, I did like the bits where it kept on rewinding. You know, when the rest of the house staff kept on messing up.
Yeah.
And then he would see, like, in the reflection of a bubble, like, all these assassins in the tree. He just goes off and kills them all, and then like in doing that he kills a pheasant, and like he finds some like chestnuts as well when he's setting people on fire and all that kind of crap. I thought that was pretty funny, but yeah, I don't know, it's a bit of a weird show for me. I don't think I'm gonna watch any more of it because I don't particularly like the character designs of the clown people because they're very anime designs.
Yeah,
which they're very anime. Like super anime.
Kawaii desu.
Yeah, pretty much. It's I can't do it. It's too. No. I'll like probably read up what happens in it because I said I didn't particularly mind the series too much, but yeah, no. No. What about you, Aisha?
I was a bit like, oh wow, he's awesome, but I wasn't feeling a connection. I don't know, I never really watched the first series, so I knew of it. I watched the second series and I was like, meh. Simple as, really. I mean, he looked cool and everything. I mean, I was more interested in his pact with his master.
Yeah.
Which he alludes to a little bit at the end of the episode. But apart from that, it all seems a bit like homoerotic. The end.
I
think I might probably like the next episode on, seeing the new characters and seeing what the hell the circus is about.
It's but, less camp.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really disappointed now. It's less campness.
It's
okay.
More serious and story focused. If it's going by the manga.
Well, there is a camp if you count the tent.
Wrong type of camp.
No, I don't know.
Sebastian's a player.
Oh, God, yes. like I said, in episode two, you discover that some of the circus people, they have prosthetics. That's why Junker has the skeleton hand. And Beast, the lion tamer, she has a false leg. But the way he was kind of lifting the leg to test it, it was kind of like, what are you doing? What, you know, where's your face going? And she was like, get the hell away from me before I, you know.
Yeah, he's a very naughty boy for this entire arc.
I know. But like I said, no filter switch. He don't care.
He does what he wants.
Exactly. It was nice to see Undertaker back as well. He's my favourite. I love Undertaker. He was in the second episode.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
White-haired guy.
World. Yeah.
The creepy Undertaker, not the big buff kick-your-ass Undertaker.
Oh, okay.
We could debate WrestleMania 30, but won't go into that. But, you know. No, sorry. Yeah, so obviously, I think... They did show snippets of, who's the guy with the chainsaw? I forget.
Oh,
Grill.
That's it.
Grill,
yeah.
Not Grill. Wrong. Grill.
They did show, but yeah, I'm going to carry on watching this because I like I said, I forgot what happened. So I want to see how it happens again. And I think there's only 12 episodes of this, so it's a nice little arc. If you... are a fan of the show and haven't carried it on, or want to carry it on, or if you've read the manga but you want to see how it looks on anime. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I can say.
That's it. Any comment towards the anime versus the manga, Alex?
Anime is obviously going to miss bits. Mm-hmm. I swear, I don't remember Growl being in the manga.
No, they only showed him like in the opening trailer.
Yeah, because his sidekick, the one with the glasses, the other one.
Yeah.
That's where he turns up. But I can't remember what else. I remember reading the manga and was like, whoa, Sebastian, whoa, what are you doing? Yeah, buddy, you're being a bit more demonic than I expect you to be. But yeah, other than that, the anime looks really good. The characters are still the same cheerful bunch, so expect things to go horrendously wrong in the future. Something has to go wrong. But other than that, yeah, it's actually quite good. Recommend it if you like it. Draw about people who haven't seen it. It might be freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, second anime, I'm sure we've all watched at least one episode.
Yep.
Free!
Oh, yeah. God.
It's back for a second season, believe it or not. And they're still buff and wearing Speedos. Not something I liked very much, but there you go. I was seeing a bit too much of their happy trails for my liking. But apart from that...
happy trails.
Okay, well, they had those little side bones.
The V.
Oh, the V, shape. That's the one. The V, yeah. Yes. A lot of V
the
was showing.
Bones.
Yeah.
Oren, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I had to rewatch, like, because I don't think I actually watched the ending of the first season, so I watched all that. So now I understand why everybody's friends and stuff. But how did the first episode start? Because I watched I watched it all in succession, so I can't actually remember how the first episode starts. They're trying to find new club members, aren't they?
Yeah,
because everybody's graduating, like, in the year afterwards. Like, everyone, there's going to be, like, basically no one in the club. And they're like trying to find members, keep on like doing track races, trying to like they did that presentation in front of the whole school body. That was so good. Where they lined up and were doing all their doing cartwheels onto stage.
And this is my charm, my backbone.
Wow. Yeah, my back muscles whilst doing the back like doing the back stroke and all that kind of stuff.
And you just see the crowd just slowly just go what.
About two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what is even happening right now? But yeah, and also is it Rin, the guy with the shark teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's become the new swimming captain on his team. Even though he kind of doesn't want to be the swimming captain, he's embracing his role, I guess, slowly but surely. And also his friend Sosuke from another school, from his primary school, turned up. He's now like moved to, super tall guy. He's moved to Rin school, and then they're gonna be like a dominant, like a relay team, basically. Oh yeah, also the brother of the captain, the old captain from Rin school, is now doing the. Is he doing the backstroke right?
None of us know swimming well enough.
Yeah, he's in the... I don't know if that was in the second episode, but yeah, they basically got a relay team, and they're going to rival the other school's relay team. So, yeah, that's going to be quite interesting, I feel like. Yeah, there's interesting characters. Interesting moment where Sosuke was all up in... What's his face? Haru's. He got all up in Haru's face, like, don't get Rin's way ever again, and all being tall and up in his face, and Rin was all like, Haru was scared. Yeah, Haru was scared of him for a moment there. I don't understand what Sosuke's problem is. I feel like he's a bit jealous of everybody else's relationship, but yeah, I'm interested to see where this goes, because obviously they screwed up the year before and got themselves disqualified from the nationals. So I'm interested to see if it like builds up to them going to nationals and regionals again, which would be quite cool. But yeah, animation was slick as hell. I really like the designs of their bodies still. I like all the swimming animation as well. It's ridiculous. how well done it is. But yeah, no, I thought it was pretty great, and it's very funny still, which I'm glad of. What did you guys think of it?
Animation-wise, I have to admit, it really, really jumped out at me. Like, the bit where they're looking at the tree and the flower really, like, pops out.
Yeah.
And then, like, the sakura blossoms in the pool and stuff like that. I think they really put more budget into this one.
Yeah.
Especially in the ending credits as well, the song. I mean, same band and everything. It hasn't grown on me yet, but the actual animation bit I quite liked at the end. It was trying to be, like, funky and...
I can understand where the photo of Rin in the police outfit came from now, because I saw a lot of it posted on my Facebook wall, I think. The
hip thrusting?
Yeah, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking, Alex. That bit where he's just thrusting. Oh, my God.
I saw that ahead of time before the series came out and went, I don't know if I should watch 3 or not. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God.
They like their man service.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like barely any shows with like serious man service without being a joke, so I feel like it's the only one. So yeah, I feel like they still need to draw nipples on them. They don't have nipples, it's very weird.
I never really looked, to be honest. It's weird that
you could do a little bit of them. You don't have to do the pointy, the pokey out bit. Just do the areola bit.
Just a little round bit, yeah.
Yeah, so they look like actual like people are not Ken dolls.
Ken dolls. Damn, that takes me back.
I'm interested because it seems like it's a bit more serious with the opening. Like, the opening seems a lot more serious because obviously it's the whole rivalry stuff going on. So I'm interested to see if there's going to be like actual fighting this time instead of almost hitting but not actually punching people.
So you mean an actual fist fight?
Yeah, no, because I watched the end of the first season, and Ren's about to punch Haru, but Haru grabs his fist, and then they roll about in the dirt a bit, and I was like, damn it, I want a fight, or a fist fight, but there was no fist fight, so I'm hoping there's at least one punch thrown in this series. I'll be disappointed if there's no punches thrown.
Possibly Tall Guy, I think.
Yeah, he's super weird. I think he's jealous probably because, was it Rin moved to Haru school because of the whole I want to swim in the relay team kind of thing, because yeah, but it's super weird. It's super weird to be super jealous about something from so long ago. I don't understand. I'm pretty sure people are gonna ship them together though. So it's okay.
Probably, yeah. If you look on fan fiction, it probably has happened.
But yeah, you know, I'm digging this show. I'm gonna continue watching it. I probably won't watch it like as soon as it comes out. I'll wait for a couple of episodes because it's more fun to watch it that way. But yeah, no, it's pretty sweet. Like, as you know, I don't like a lot of animes. It's true that I do like, even though I thought like Space Dandy amazing, it's still pretty good.
See, I didn't watch all of the first series. I only watched like a few episodes. But it was nice to watch the new episode. I do need to go back and watch it at some point, but watching the new episodes this season, it was quite nice to see them all again.
Yeah.
And then being all friends, and obviously the scene with the recruiting the new members, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was creasing up. I was at that, and like the touching scene at the end with the pool with the with the cherry blossoms on it, that was really sweet. So yeah, and the animation is beautiful, especially like Oren said, like in the water, especially. Oh, it's just
dive when they're diving. It's like holy crap! Look at this, like when Makoto he does his push off when he does his backstroke, like his the arch of his back and the way he dives into the water, it's insanely like accurate.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, shit, we didn't do our research. Let's just draw some scribbles. It's like, no, that looks perfect. It's so good. It's untrue. I said I just want nipples, so it'd be a perfect show if it had nipples. It's little ones.
Yeah. Alex, how do you feel about that?
About nipples?
Yes.
Yeah, it would have been more amusing if they did, but probably more distracting. Imagine if they did do that, be like, oh, what have we done? Everyone's just going to stare at their chest. Oh, saves staring at the pants, which is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, the show is really well animated. I love the swimming scenes. It's just, yes, yay! And then it goes back to, hey, let's be all cute, slice of life. Have some fun. Yeah, all goes wrong. Like the cherry blossoms bit, it was like, yeah, it's going to be starts raining. Oh, I hate you guys. Why did you do this? It's not fair. But yeah, I enjoyed it quite a lot, even though I really can't take it seriously. I want it to be a really action-packed swimming show, and then it just goes into cute boys doing silly things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, come on. I want more action. I want more swimming. Awesome. But other than that, it's actually a really good show. I watched all of the original series when it aired, and I hate admitting that. Even though I don't remember what half of it happened. I just remember swimming, someone crying, Rin getting up, pushed against a wall in an argument.
And Glasses guy, don't forget him.
Well, yeah, he was the one that pushed Rin up against the wall and had like shouted. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah.
And he got bitch slapped loads. He got replaced.
Yeah, I know. He kept crying and he had the ridiculous crying face as well. I remember that.
Yeah.
And he couldn't swim, that I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, he could only do butterfly. He just think, oh, there's a bit. I don't want to spoil it, but there's a bit later on where he'd like, about him swimming comes up in a later episode in season two, and it's super cute. Like, you guys who watch, just keep on watching it, because, yeah, I like him a lot. And he's just, yeah, I thought he started off like a super serious character, and then he just said, oh no, that was really beautiful, I really love the way you swim. And he's just super lovey-lovey at times, it's the best. Yeah, I'm excited to watch more of that show.
Yay,
season three.
Season three.
Six seasons and a movie. I think it should have.
Already. Jesus, I'm actually shocked, Oren. My God. has finally won you over. I am so pleased.
Well, I said it's just fun to watch. Like, and it's. I know people be like, oh, it's not fair because it's fan service with boys and that's not equal because you don't like fan. I like fan service with girls if they're old enough. If they're not, then I'm like, bro, but with him, it's not even fans of Disco, their shirts off. And if that's like, everybody has their shirts off all the time, all men everywhere, like when it's hot or when they're swimming. And they're like, you don't see their pectorals jiggling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you don't see their like their dick swinging about. So.
No, it is kind of funny how Rin's sister kind of pervs, even on her like, brother.
Yeah, that's a bit like, weird. Yeah, like, take your shirt off! No! Honey, I don't want to. But yeah, no, I like that show. It's goofy fun. It's not to be taken seriously at all, I don't think.
Mm-mm. It's nothing to offend any as well.
No, I know people got offended. When that show first came out. How dare you make fan service for girls? How dare you?
I was thinking that, funnily enough, yeah.
Why isn't there more fan service for me? But, yeah. No, it's cool. I like it. I feel like there should be, like, more shows, like, which... Because I know a lot of shows for girls tends to be the weird kind of, like, super skinny guys with the crazy coloured hair, like that horrible, horrible vampire dating one we watched ages ago. Do you remember the rainbow coloured hair vampires? And they officially kid that they go, it's stuff like that. And it's just like, oh, this isn't fan service. This is just, no. This is terrible. So yeah, it's like likeable characters who aren't horrible. People redeem themselves. It's a bit like a shonen, but with less shirts on. Shonen and shoujo mixed together, I think. But yeah, no, it's cool.
New genre.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you love this, it can only go downhill from now on. I
Shonenjo. Aww.
One other announcement, really. First of all, RIP to a great actor called Robin Williams, who died recently, and was also a voice actor, i.e. Aladdin and Happy Feet and all sorts of other things. And respect and condolences to the family. And also, At the moment, a lot of people aren't actually in the country, but a lot of people have gone to Cologne for Gamescom, and everyone is going a tiny bit mental over a few games, like Tomb Raider, which Harriet has a bit of info on.
Yes, if you have a PlayStation, you're basically screwed.
What?
Because the new Tomb Raider game is Xbox exclusive.
That's weird.
Yeah, I only found this... Well, it's only just been announced today, because Microsoft have only just finished their conference. PlayStations is going on as we speak, so we'll have more information about that next week. But, yeah, that's very strange that they've only announced it for Xbox. But maybe they might bring it out on PlayStation in the future? You never know.
They said that Final Fantasy was going to be out only on PlayStation, and then it came out on 360.
Exactly, so I think it might come on to PlayStation, but not straight away. I mean, they brought the Tomb Raider that came out last year or a couple of years ago, and they brought that out on PS4 and Xbox One. It's strange. I don't get it. You know, especially from the game where it originally came from was Sony, you know, with PlayStation. But I don't know. I really don't. Maybe they're trying to get people to buy the Xbox One.
I think it's advertising ploy, yeah.
Yeah, because obviously the PlayStation 4 is dominating here. Like, I don't know how many more they're selling of the PlayStation 4 than the Xbox One. I think last time I saw it was like... four times as many PlayStations being sold than Xbox One.
Wait till September.
Oh, why is that?
Destiny.
Oh, of course, yes.
Destiny comes out, so the PlayStation's going to go...
Of course, yeah, because the beta's out at the moment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually played it, but then again, I'm not a lover of those kind of games, so that's why I probably haven't gone into it. They other Gamescon... that I see here, a FIFA themed Xbox One bundle will go on sale in Europe later this year.
Snore.
Which, yeah, basically there's a Call of Duty Advanced Wars bundle.
Snore.
Yeah. I have seen it. It looks pretty nice, but no, I'm not interested.
One of many more CODs to come. Yeah, carry on.
Scream Ride. It's a new game. They brought out the Sunset Stream. You know the Sunset. I don't know what one it is. It's the one where you shoot monsters.
Is it that one made by... Oh, I've forgotten their names now. I'm so bad.
I'm horrible with names.
Is it the one that looks like a Sunny... Not Sunny Delight advert, like a Fanta advert?
It is kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And The Order. 1886?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That looks nice.
I haven't actually seen the trailer yet, but
it looks nice.
I've heard it's very gory, which is my type of game. You know, I do want to see it. I'm just looking through now quickly if there's any more news, if PlayStation have announced anything, but I don't think there is. Tearaway's going on the PlayStation 4.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that ended up being a really, really amazing indie game.
Oh, Tearaway's amazing. It's really good. I mean, it deserved the awards that it won last year. I think it was part of the Game of the Year for the BAFTAs, the Gaming BAFTAs. It didn't win, sadly, but it won quite a lot of awards there anyway. So that was good. And obviously, I think what they're doing is just showing a lot of trailers of games that were announced at E3. So basically they're just saying, oh yes, these games are coming out. It's just a case of, here's a trailer to keep you going.
Yay.
One of the biggest news that I saw, but this is before we went off. Oh no, in between when we had our break. You know, we were talking about Assassin's Creed having no female characters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then all of a sudden they bring in a female character, but she's a Templar. So it's like, okay, you listened.
But you put her on the wrong side.
Yeah, kinda.
So, is she non-playable then?
I don't know. The trailer that you saw was basically her being saved by the main character of
Yay!
But there's a continuation.
Yeah.
He rescued her. But then when he noticed that, I think she's a Templar anyway, when she noticed her necklace, she drew a sword, and then they were fighting like back to back, and they were about to fight the French army, and that's how it ended.
Then how?
I don't know.
Online player only.
Oh, is she?
No, I bet it is.
Oh.
I bet it's one of those. Oh, you know the multiplayer where you can play as two women. And you get. It's probably going to be that.
Probably, yeah.
Multiplayer.
I'm not massively excited for this game as I should be. But then again, I wasn't massively excited for Black Flag either.
Either your thing or if it isn't, really.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, I'm actually looking forward to this game, which I don't even think is my kind of thing. It's called, I think, Middle Earth. So it's part of the Lord of the Rings series.
Yes.
And it's like Journey to Mordor or something.
That looks really fun.
It looks really good. And I don't know if it's my kind of thing, but I definitely want to try it out. It looks sick.
It does look good, actually. And I do love Lord of the Rings, so I will definitely be playing that when it comes out. I'm just carrying on through the trailers, and there's nothing.
Going through the list.
Yeah, I'm literally going through my YouTube because I have IGN saved in it, and it's just like trailer, 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 trailer. Oh, yeah, that's all there is. There's nothing really major-esque, I suppose. I think it's just mainly trailers of what's been happening. So, I've just checked. There's nothing at the moment yet from PlayStation. So, we'll have more news on that next week.
When are they going to be streaming Bloodborne?
I don't know. And I have the trailer in my hand ready to watch. And I'm like,
I know, because I posted it on Facebook.
I know, I saw it. I was just going through it. It's like, I'll have to watch it after. But yes.
It's announced it's going to be up on sometime soon. Along with the 2-minute clip of Metal Gear Solid Boxes.
Boxes?
Boxes. Yes! New Metal Gear Solid gets upgrades on boxes. Yay!
Oh, wow.
No, it is just ridiculous. You can now pop out the top of the box. You can put pictures on the box. You can put a PlayStation box on your head.
Oh, you've just reminded me of something. They brought out a trailer for Pokemon. The new game, well, the revamp of Alpha, of Sapphire and Ruby, you can get a cosplaying Pikachu!
Someone texted me this in the middle of the night with no context. They just wrote, you can cosplay Pikachu, and it had made no sense to me. In the morning, I asked for clarification, but yeah, you can dress your Pikachu up.
I got this from David as well. He messaged me, says, a cosplaying Pikachu! You can cosplay Pikachu! I was like, what? Are you okay? You know, and he said, "I'll message you afterwards." And he showed me the trailer. Now there is more into this. You can't just capture any Pikachu and then dress it up. I think it's to do with the costume contests that they do, because now you can dress yourself up in fancy, and there are some Lolita dresses in this as well. I think. and I think that's where you get your Pikachu from. And then after that, that's the only one that you can cosplay. I saw him as a wrestler. I saw him as a female professor with the funny, spinny glasses. You know, the ones with the spiral in the middle. Oh, what else? Wearing a dress. That was very weird. Him wearing a dress was a bit like, I'll go with it. I'll probably dress him as a wrestler, to be honest. But it does look good, though, the gameplay. But I think they only focused more on this and also new Mega Evolutions. For the life of me, I cannot remember what.
They announced two more this morning.
Oh, did they?
Try and remember what they are. God damn it.
No, I can't remember. I know
one looked like an ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah, vanilla. What about vanilla?
Was it vanilla? No, it was a Mega Evolution that afterwards looks like an ice cream cone. I can't remember what it was.
Was it the double ice cream cone?
No, here we go. Mega Audino and Mega Slowbro.
Oh, Audino isn't an ice cream, though. Audino's little fat thing.
The new Slowbro looks like he's been swallowed by his shell. It looks ridiculous. Little snow cone.
There's a Mega Evolution Slowbro. Oh, my God. It's going to be even slower.
No, it's literally just him being eaten by his shell with his arms sticking out.
Should be called slow mofo. I think. And yeah, it can be like a, oh, so is it like a menacing looking shell with a body part hanging out? That's grim. That is quite
more,
grim.
It's more like he's trying to escape, if you can see the picture.
So he's not dead, he's alive.
No, it's like he's cut two holes in the shell and he's sticking his arms out and his head sticking out the top going, help me.
Oh my god.
That is so grim.
Someone, I was watching Smosh Games now the other day and they were talking about Pokemon you would get rid of, or you would kill, and one of them was Parasect, because basically they said that Parasect is like the infested that you get in The Last of Us. You know, like, it's like, the more they talked about it, it's like, oh my god, it is the Pokemon apocalypse, you know? There are some scary things in Pokemon when you think about it, but yeah, they're just adding more onto the creepy side, I think, with this. Yeah, it's weird. Oh wait,
I just
no,
want my giant fluffy dragons.
Oh my god, it does look weird. Yeah,
you just seen the picture.
Oh my god, it does look like, help me,
help me, I'm being eaten. Oh, I think I've just killed Harry.
It's his face. It just looks.
I
so
want to know
scared.
Who's come up with these new evolutions.
At the minute, everyone's going insane for the whole cosplaying as Team Rocket grunts and stuff. And the, what was it, lava grunts and magma grunts, and I'm like, whoa! Yeah. So everyone's giving up on Pokemon. It's all about the baddies.
Oh, God. I'm done.
Done, yeah? I'm okay, done. End of the show, guys.
Bye. I'm over Pokemon! Oh, dearie me. Is that it?
Have we actually done?
What was it?
I'm looking up Mega Evolution Slowbro.
It's here. It's here. Click on the link.
I put the link in the chat.
Okay.
Okay. So we've come to the end of the show, and right now I need to go and see the Mega Evolution of Slowbro. So see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.